Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? Oh, and good day to you. I'm very good day to you and each of you. For those of you whom we have not met, we are at Aranda, and we are looking and making sure that the stick is all right. We got this going all right. Huh? And in that energy, so this is the summer solstice right now, right at this moment, 4:44 p.m. Central Time. What time is it in your area? So we are greeting the summer. We are greeting the transformation and the illumination of light. This is indeed the longest day of the year. This is indeed the frequency of the longevity of light. So in all that you have learned today, and everything is possible, how to create anything. Tomorrow, as you know, is that creation day. And with that energy, trust and know that the frequency of the illumination is powerful with the gratitude. The gratitude at your forehead, the gratitude in your communication center, and the gratitude in all aspects of who you are. You see, each one of you were tapped on the shoulder. Each one of you were tapped to be here. 150 of you were tapped in the last 72 hours. And we are thankful for that. For you see, in the cells of your body, you can feel it. Everything is sort of jingling around and jangling around and coming into that aspect of humanity, coming into that aspect of creation, coming into that aspect that is more you than you ever have been. And that is what the vessel Marilyn and the joy are asking of you. We are chipping away all those old programs, all those old things, all those old energies to bring the sunshine in anew as this solstice is coming in, as this solstice is acknowledging that. And with that, you are thinking, what does that mean? You know, in a couple of days, it would be the Midsummer Night's Dream, as our dear friend Shakespeare said. Yes, we know who Shakespeare is. That midsummer, where wild things may happen overnight, where energies of connection is happening to you now. In that energy, we want you to know that you are connecting the dots of your soul. And as you are connecting the dots of your soul, you are acknowledging you. For you see, somewhere along the line, maybe when you were born in this lifetime, maybe some other time, maybe when you were two or three, or parts of your energy became scattered, not your soul, but parts of your energy became scattered, and you began absorbing programs or input, imprints, we like to call them, because it doesn't sound quite as permanent. And absorbing those old stories, those old things that really are no longer serving your highest good. Today has been just about healing them, loving them, letting them go. Healing them, loving them, letting them go. And when you let those stories go, they integrate perfectly into your cellular structure, so they are indeed no longer in charge of your decision-making process. You know, we love a story that we heard once about the Buddha. We've told the story before. But the Buddha, someone came to the Buddha and said, "Oh, dear Buddha, tell me what to do. My child has died and I just can't get over that. And I just can't heal from that. And I just weep and cry and weep and cry every day." And the Buddha says, "How long ago did your dear child pass?" And then they said that it was 7 years ago. And the Buddha says, "Well, we understand your pain. We understand that pain, but every time you talk about that, it brings it up again. So we're going to ask you to go out into your village and find another person that has no pain, no loss in their life. They don't know anyone that has ever passed over, and bring them to us. And then you can absorb some of their joy." And so the devotee went in search for a person that had never experienced a loss, never experienced that pain, never experienced anything like that. And he came back to the Buddha 7 days later and said, "Buddha, Buddha, what do I do? I can't find anyone. But there are still people out there that are living in joy." And the Buddha says, "Yes, and so can you. Remember that all of that story of the past is about making you up. It is about you being you. It forms a beautiful tapestry of love. Everyone has a story, dearest. Everyone has an energy that they seem to be hanging on to because it's a thread in their tapestry, and they're pricking and pulling out that thread, and before long, the tapestry will unravel. So instead, tuck that thread into the tapestry and allow it to be a part of a beautiful weaving that is your life. Not separate by itself that you pull out, but woven into your life to make up a part of you. But it is not a standalone thread any longer. Instead, all together, it is the beauty of art." You see what we say? It is about being you. Because the wisdom of all of your past lifetimes, and lots of you, you're very old souls, you know that. All of your past life, there's a few newer ones here, but all of those past lifetimes, they make up you. You get to understand that those old fears, they do not serve. The fear of success, dearest beings of light, is actually stronger than the fear of failure. We were around when you were talking about your fears. Did you know that the fear of success is stronger? Because most people know what it feels like to fail, but they do not know what it feels like to have success. So they're a bit afraid of the unknown, huh? We want to bring that unknown to you. We want to bring that unknown to you into the known. And as we bring that unknown to you into the known, we are accelerating that energy just for you. For you see, in the unknown, there's nothing to be afraid of. You are the power-filled light in the darkness. You are that most powerful creative life force in this universe. You are creating every moment. We know you know that here. Now we want to get it here in your heart. For as you know that, everything around you starts shifting. And as everything around you starts shifting, the people in your neighborhood, the people in your environment, they get surprisingly happier and happier. Sometimes when others see you becoming joy-filled, they have a little bit of jealousy in their hearts. Don't take that personally. It's not about you. Instead, love them right where they are. Love them right where they are. And you simply live your love right where you are. And sometimes fumble through life, sometimes fumble through the sound as you have the energy there. That is just a metaphor. Sometimes you get the opportunity to realize that the sound of the universe gets a little shaky. The sound of the universe gets a little discombobulated. That would be the technical term, right? Discombobulated and breaks up and makes you want to listen more closely. You see, when things get too soft or break up a bit, it causes you to listen. So listen with your heart. Or does it cause you to think, oh, forget it, this is too hard, I'm out of here. And then later on you realize what you might have missed. Dearest beings of light, we know some of you have been up all night with us. Some of you will work all night tonight and be with us tomorrow morning. Because this is the difference in your world. How to create everything? Do you know that is the frequency of the fifth dimension? Would you like to learn how to live in that dimensional frequency of the higher dimension? That is what is happening right here, right now. That is why we're asking volunteers to come out and teach this. So the world can get this in the cells of their body. For you see, you are a manifesting machine, whether you know it or not. You are that creative force of humanity, of that creative force of the galaxy, that creative force of the universe, of the universes. That is you. And aren't you glad you've got 200 or 300 people here that are being that creative force right along with you? So it's not all just on your shoulders. Oh, dearest beings of light, know in your heart that everything is possible. Know in your heart that when you hear yourself saying things that you know is old programming, you can stop it. Those old programs, yes, they are a part of you. Honor them. Love them. Those people in your life that pushed your buttons, on off switch right there, love them. Right where they are. Thank them for bringing that information to you so you can learn and grow and evolve and move beyond. Yes, many of you, maybe most of you, if not all, have had traumatic situations happen in your life. Does that define you? Does that define who you are? Do you wish for it to? We see many of the things that you have talked about today in Everything is Possible, and this may be one of the only times it is online, but everything, so many of the things, they may be how you have defined yourself in the past. But the key is that when you tell those stories over and over and over, it brings the energy up. So from this point forward, you're only allowed to tell it 3 times. All of those old traumatic stories, oh, I'm all alone, I can't do this, I've had this trauma, I've had that trauma, had the car wreck, oh, my husband left me, oh, my husband didn't leave me, oh, my wife left me, oh, my wife stayed, oh, this happened, that happened, my parents did this, my family did this, I was an orphan, blah, 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 blah. When you keep telling those stories, that is what defines you. So instead, if you have to tell them 3 times, 1 time, just to tell it so it gets out of your energy. Just to tell it so it just gets out of your energy. 2 times, tell it to your best friend or someone and they go, oh, and they sympathize and empathize with you. And the 3rd time, tell it to be done with it. And then you cannot tell the story again until you can do so without emotion. If you need to make a point, when you teach everything is possible. For you see, as long as you have those stories rolling around in your energy, rolling around in your field, they are still manifesting. So every time you went into the chat window, yes, we were here with you all day long. We see everything. We are always with our vessel, Marilyn. She's not always with us, but we are always with her. Every time you chatted in there that says, I can't do this, I don't see it, I don't know my life purpose, I don't know this, I don't know that, you are correct. That is how you have defined yourself in the past. Instead, dearest beings of light, what are the possibilities? What are the possibilities? What are the energies that are connecting you to you? That is powerful. What are your strongest talents and your strongest skills? One of our vessel Marilyn's is that she can get out of the way, to just let you come through. What are yours? What are your gifts that the universe has given you? You know, we used to play a song. You are a gift to all that you encounter. We can't even remember who was the song by. But it's true. When you think of yourself, or better yet, when you feel of yourself like you are a gift, what are the possibilities? When you just visualize yourself with a great big red bow on your head or a nice one around your neck or around your waist and you say, I am a gift. And you walk into the market or you walk into your family or you walk into anywhere. And you realize that you are a gift to them. For you are blessing them just by being you. Imagine if everyone in the world were to look at themselves as a gift, a present, to bring them present. How the world would shift. You know, that is what it is all about. That is what our bottles, these are the blue bottles. This is water. This is not wine. They say shift and the world around you shifts. And that is true. That when you are the love that you were destined to be, everything around you starts shifting. When you are that frequency of love, then the rest of the world actually entrains to you. That is the heart coherence. When everything around you entrains to you, the entire vibration of the entire planet raises. We know you may be listening to this some year in the future. We do not know. And then you see or sense others coming in. And you think, well, why is it online? Why isn't it in person? This is the year of the COVID-19. We don't know what that all means, COVID-19. But at least they stopped calling it Corona. We know lots of people like Corona. So in that energy, this is the time for humanity to go within. And in going within, the vibration of humanity actually raises. Did you know that? The vibration raises because of you. Because you have volunteered to go within and understand and be you and know you and have you and experience you. And when you do, when you know yourself, when you know what buttons you still get the opportunity to deal with, and when you know what buttons you get to love and integrate, that is about knowing you. And as the Buddha says, you can't really find anyone out there that doesn't have any buttons. You can find those that have evolved beyond those buttons, beyond those switches, beyond those trigger points. So, dearest beings of light, we ask you to look within yourself for the wisdom that is yours. Look within yourself for the wisdom that is yours. For that wisdom is a power-filled energy. You are the ones we have been waiting for. We tell you this time and time again. You are the ones we are waiting for. You are the next evolutionary step of humanity. How are you helping humanity evolve? How are you seeing you? It is all within you. It is all within you. We wish we could walk around and touch each one of you to activate whatever is yours that gets the opportunity to be activated. So take a deep breath. And again, take a deep breath. And just as you breathe, just allow yourself to feel our hands upon you, to feel our vessel Marilyn's hands upon you, magnified through our energy. We touch your heart. We touch your third eye. We may touch your shoulder. It's all energy. We know who you are. We know those inner fears, those inner feelings that fear that you cannot trust others or cannot trust yourself. But dearest being of light, you can trust yourself. And you can trust Source. And you can trust that Source is in every cell of your field. So that is why when you're still hanging on to all that old stuff, you're crowding some of Source out. So stop it. Stop it. And welcome. Welcome that higher vibration in and say yes to you. I say yes to me. I say yes to you. Because everything is possible. And it's all within you. We asked our vessel Marilyn to pick a song. Because we wanted to play a song for you. We don't know how that's going to work. But we're going to attempt it. Because we want you to breathe into the words. We want you to breathe into the frequency of the words of this song. So as we play it out, as we play it beyond, as we play that energy, trust. Trust that you are the next evolutionary step. Trust that your magnificence, the vessel Marilyn is very impressed at this moment, because you are impressive, because you are the magnificence of you. And she's saying, we don't even know what song is at the end here. We sneak it all in, don't we? You can sneak it all in too. Breathe into the words of this. Breathe into the energy of this. Breathe into the frequency. And know that in that frequency is the divinity that is you.
It's in every one of us to be wise. Find your heart, open up both your eyes. We can all know everything without ever in every one of us by and by.
So take the words within you. And they can't hear them on that thing you've got in your hand. You just have to step out and step.
I just remembered. It's like I've been sleeping for years.
In that frequency.
I'm not awake as I can be.
You don't
but
have
I'm
to
seeing
be awake. You just have to say, I wish to be
I
awake.
Can see.
You can see.
The tears. I've been realizing that. Cast a
each other's
moves. What I know, and it's good.
It's good.
That it's so.
It is so.
It's in every one of us.
Of light. It is you. It is the focus and the frequency of who you are. It is the focus and the frequency of the new age. You are the new human. Have no doubt. Breathe forth in strength. Breathe forth in illuminated love. Breathe forth in the wisdom that is already there, and we're just going to bring it all up to the surface because we love you so much, because we see you, we know you, and we bid you namaste. Namaste.